Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 108. I'm Christy, your host. And oh my God, I just listened to last week's episode. I'm actually at my parents' house. I had to come back because my brother was in a really horrific motorcycle accident. I came back to New York on Friday from picking my kids up from my parents' house, and then Saturday afternoon, my dad called me and told me that my brother had been in a motorcycle accident on Friday night. He was in the hospital in ICU. He was fighting to save his life. So I left in a panic to drive back to Delaware. And long story short, my brother is stabilized. He broke many bones in his body, and what it did to me was realize how fragile life is and how nobody, you just don't know when your time is going to be up. And I also feel a lot of gratitude that my brother didn't die. I mean, he had every reason to not survive that accident. That accident was completely a miracle that he didn't get any more hurt than he has been, and his recovery is going to be long. But in addition to that, there's just a few other things that is go that are going on in my life right now that overwhelm me and scare me. So I just am going through a winter season emotionally at this point, and I'm trying to be strong, and I'm trying to focus on like one thing at a time, and I'm just getting through as best as I can. And it's like one foot at a time with every single thing in life. All you can do is go through things one step at a time, and that's what I'm practicing now. I'm also at home, so it's a challenge for me because being home always throws me for a loop, makes me feel like, I'm with my parents, and it kind of brings back these feelings of the way that I felt when I was a kid. And I get really frustrated because I've evolved so much since I've been a kid, but I think as we get older and we become adults, and then our parents, they still look at us as children, and they still, even though they know that intellectually we're like fully functioning adults, that they kind of love sinking into the things of the past. So I'm trying to still stick to my routines to keep me emotionally and mentally strong. I think the fact that I'm a runner now, so I basically run every single day, and I don't take the time to think about excuses to not do it. I just wake up and I do it, and that was the start of my journey, keeping me mentally strong, because I didn't give myself the out, and pushing myself has made it easier. Physically pushing myself every day has made it easier for me to mentally push through things, especially things that really suck. Like, for instance, I had an opportunity with an investor for Style Reform that fell through last week, which was really it was really something that was, I think, in the end, meant to happen, and I'm totally at peace with it. But it was really heartbreaking for me because it was part of me making my dreams come true and didn't happen the way that I had thought. So when that happened, I was able to coach my own way essentially through it. It was not perfect. I effed up a bit. I did some irrationally emotional things, but I didn't jump off a ledge, and I got through the week. It was brutal, actually. And then going through this with my brother and my family, like, it's been particularly brutal, but I'm staying strong and I'm getting through it. Life is gonna throw curveballs all the time. I don't feel special. I don't feel like things aren't gonna happen to me. I expect things to happen to me. And when things happen to me, I want to be strong. I'm choosing to be strong. I am not a person that's gonna fall apart because I'm not gonna let life take me by the balls. I'm gonna take life by the balls. Whether you think that's inappropriate or not, I don't care. But I'm just gonna do me the way that I do me. And like I said last episode, and probably a few before, I actually like myself. I know that I have a good heart. I know that I'm loyal. I know that I'm kind. I'm hardworking, and I can see my way through tragedy. I can see my way through heartbreak. And when I get through these hard times in my life, I feel like I level up. I feel like I take a level up emotionally. I feel like I take a level up spiritually and mentally. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just think that these things happen and they're tests to our character. It's a test to our character to see how we conduct ourselves, to see how we move through tragedies or move through disappointments. It's a testament to what we want to be. I think it's probably the most telling thing is a test of one's character when they're going through hell. How do you treat people? How do you treat yourself? How do you talk to yourself? Like, what are the thoughts running through your head? Are you forgiving? Are you patient with yourself? These are all things that I'm still working on. But my overarching intent is to be easy with myself, with my loved ones, with my kids, like, just to be easier and not judgmental. I think I so sharply used to be judgmental. I would go to labels, I would go to things that just made me feel, like putting a label on something was easier for me than me, like, accepting things in the past or me just letting things go. I think a large part of feeling free and being happy and feeling light is to be able to let go of things, to be able to let go of resentments. Because as I'm working through all of what I'm dealing with, I'm noticing how the people around me are behaving as well, and it's freaking me out, to be perfectly honest. It's freaking me out because it's just showing me how much I've evolved through all the work that I've done, like through all the meditation and through all of the work that I've done on myself. I'm noticing just how everybody handles themselves, their behaviors, and their lives. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I probably used to be more like them than not, but I've changed and I feel really, in ways, so proud of myself for taking myself out of that funk, but also so sad for the people around me that are still in the same place they probably were 10, 15, 20 years ago. That's another thing. I understand that I can want to do the work and I can do the work, but I can't force other people around me to do the work, and the work is hard. You have to do the work. It needs to be done with consistency. It needs to be done daily. I need to remind myself all the freaking time, like, Christy, stop the negative self-talk. Stop, being lazy and procrastinating on the things that you know that you need to do to get to where you want to go. Like, I have to do this all the time. I don't want to necessarily wake up every morning and go running. I don't want to do the weights. I don't feel like not eating the candy sometimes. And I do eat the candy a lot of times, but actually sometimes I do discipline myself. But anyway, my point is that life is uphill. This is what I was telling somebody the other day. I said, life is uphill. You're going to suffer one way or the other. You're either going to suffer because you're going to do what's easy, you're going to be lazy, you're not going to do what you need to do, and then you're going to be suffering later. You're going to be broke, you're going to be out of shape, you're going to be stressed and depressed, right? Or you can do what's uphill, right? And that's painful by doing the work, by doing the emotional work, by doing the exercising, by eating properly. You're going to do all of that work and you're going to come out on the other side stronger and better. So for me, it just makes sense to do the work up front. Life is going to throw things at you all the time. Painful things. Like, life is going to happen to us, and I know that, and I just need to be strong and ready to handle whatever it is that comes at me. So, anyway, that's my spiel for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go to www.stylereform.fashion and type in code POD for 20% off. And hope you guys have an awesome week. I'll talk to you next week.